Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Hashem will be seeing Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah starts on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. The Mishnah is being Mamshech Levar, the Dinim of Amiris Malchias, Achronis, and Shaifris, and it's Maisiv two Dinim. Number one, Amaskirin Zachronis, Malchias, Shapranis, and it says the Seder of the Psukim that you say. As the Lashon of the Mishnah is Masel Betoira Umashlem Benavi. Tosis in the Ran is Medayik, the Lashon of the Mishnah Mashlem Benavi, that you finish off in Navi. Meduyik, that you say the Psukim of Ksuvim before Navi. Then you say Toira, you Masel Betoira, then you say Ksuvim, and then you Mashlem, you Goimer Benavi. And this is like the goinim that the Rosh and the Shari Shoinim bring. That our minig is that we do ksuvim be'emsa. The Noida Yehuda in Tinyan Arachayim Simon Chof says, if you look well at the Rosh, he's not medayik the Mishnah like the goinim, differently than Taisis. He says, why? Because you could say Mashlim just means the last pasuk, like Rabbi Yossi in the Sefer the Mishnah, but you don't have a raya what you said before. But Tosis held from the fact that it mentions Taira and Nevi'im last is Mashma Stimus Advarim that Ksuvim is in the middle. As therefore Tosis held there was a Diyuk from the Mishnah. As Tosis is denied, the Mishnah, like it's Mavur in the, like the Gonim, that you're first with the Taira, then Ksuvim, and then Navi. As Frank Tosis is Shaila, that Nevi is other Greek Ksuvim. Because why are we putting Nevi in? Before Ksuvim, Nevi is other Greek Ksuvim. That's right, Tosis. As the Lashon of Tosis, Adif, is Mashma that Tosis tells Nevi is Adif. It's Yosef Mu'ula from Ksuvim. And the Hezbollah is it's Yosef Kodesh Greek Ksuvim. The Shaira Shabbai is in the Rabbeinu B'chayim, Parshat Sav, and he explains because Nevi'im were Nichtav B'Nevuah, that's why it's called Nevi'im. Ksuvim were only the Ruach HaKodesh. As Ruach HaKodesh is a lower level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he explains that's why the Navi, when he had a Nevuah, it was Nispatel, his Koichas HaGuf, and he was Gilu, everything was Nispatel, because it's a much higher level of Gilu Shrina, as therefore it's more Kaddish. And Rabbeinu B'chayi actually says a Nafkamina Ladina, that the Gemara Megillah Daf Chav Zayin says, Naisen Taira al Gabi Nach. He says you have to put a Navi on top of Ksuvim, because a Navi is more Kaddish than Ksuvim. As Taisis is Meduyik Adif, the Lashon Adif is Mashmal Derech the Rabbeinu B'chayah, that it's more Kaddish, more Mu'ula. The Ritva over here is Grada Choylik on this Rabbeinu B'chayah, and he holds Kedushas Nevi'im B'Ksuvim Shavim. And he brings two Makairis to this. Aleph, the Gemara Megillah Chavav, the Mishnah says that there's Kedima when you're spending money, as there's Kedima to Sefer Torah. The Lashon of the Mishnah is Sefer Torah on Nevi'im v'Ksuvim. It puts Nevi'im and Ksuvim together. What did in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin, where it's talking about which one you put on top of the other one, the Mishnah says the Sefer Torah is Al-Gabi Nevi'im v'Ksuvim. In both Mishnayos, it says Nevi'im and Ksuvim together. It puts them together. Mashma, that Nevi'im and Ksuvim are Shoveh b'Gushasam. Thus is the ritual chayyot on this Rabbeinu B'chayim. But Tosis is meduyik like the Rabbeinu B'chayim, because Tosis says it's adif. Where does Tosis have the raya that Nevi is adif miksuvim? But Tosis brings the raya from the Gemara in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph, that the Gemara says that Chayra, it's saying a certain pasuk, you find it in Torah, Nevi'im, Shani B'Nevi'im, and Mishulish B'Ksuvim. The place it says, you see over there, the Russian is Torah, Nevi'im, B'Ksuvim. mashma that the view is more chashuv. That's what Tosfos says. As the question is, when the Rush brings this question, the Rush says, Matsinu b'chol dukta, that it says Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. And there are many Gemaras that you find it. Nedum and Brachas Dafei, Mabasa Daf Yud Gimel, and many, many places in Shas you find the Lashon Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. As the question is, why did Tosfos only ask in Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph? Tosfos should have asked them all the other places. Do me it to the Rishonim. As Nira, Kemoshe Diaknu in the beginning of Tosfos, that Tosfos is coming to prove that Nevi'im is a Difi Miksuvim. As Tosfos didn't want to bring a Raya from all the other Gemaras, because the Rishonim, the Rabban and the Ritva say that from the fact that the Torah, that the Gemara always writes Nevi'im before Ksuvim, you don't have a Raya that it's more Kaddish. Could be the reason why the Torah wrote it was because it was written first. I mean, the first Nevi'im lived before the Zman of the people who wrote Ksuvim. As being that it was written first in history, as therefore we always say Torah and Nevi'im Ksuvim, because Nevi'im, the beginning of Nevi'im was written before the beginning of Ksuvim. As the Mele Tosfos didn't want to bring a Raya Stam from the many Gemaras that mentions Nevi'im before Ksuvim. Tosfos only brought a Raya from Megillah that Lamed Aleph. Why? Because over there the Gemara is being Madgish that it's such a Choshev of Pasuk that not only was it said in Torah, it was said in Nevi'im. And also in Ksuvim, Torah had repeated in the Torah, Nevi'im, and in Ksuvim. As over there it's talking about the Cheshivas of where it was written. As being that it's handling the Shivas, as Tosfos held from over there, you see that Nevi'im is more Choshev than Ksuvim, because it's more Kaddish. So Fisa, we have two Diyukim in Tosfos. We're not saying it's Muchach, the Diyukim, but for Shayna Diyukim. Number one, Tosfos says a Difi. Number two, Tosfos only brings in the Gemara Megillah Lamed Aleph, because Tosfos wants to show it's more Mu'ula to ask this question. For Tosfos, a Shayla on the Mishnah. If Nevi'im is more Kaddish than Ksuvim, as why when we're davening to Hashem do we mention the Psukim in Ksuvim before we mention the Psukim in Nevi'im? That's the Shaila of Tosfos. As Tosfos is Miyashiv, Dekroi, Detilim, Mishle, and Iev, which are Ksuvim, are Koidim le Nevi'im. Mishum ze, Igdimu kan. As Lefize is Mavur and Tosfos, that Enochinami, Nevi'im is more Kaddish. He's not being Chayza from that Yisoyim. He's just saying that Tehillim Mishle Ve'ir was Nechtav Kaidim Le'Nevi'im. Fred Doruch Lener, the obvious question on Tosfos, that Enochinami, Tehillim Mishle and Iyav, which was written by David and Shlomo and Iyav, were written before the later parts of Nevi'im. But there are earlier parts in Nevi'im that were written before Tehillim and Mishle. The Mashal, Yeshua, Shoiftim, Shmuel, they were alive before David and Shlomo were born, as they were written before Tehillim and Mishle. As why is Tosfos saying Tehillim, Mishle, and Iyav were written Koidim le Nevi'im? Okay, Chelik of Ksuvim was written Koidim le Nevi'im. There was a Chelik of Nevi'im that was written Koidim Ksuvim. Thus spread the Aruch Lener on Tosfos. Another Aran Tosfos is, why does Tosfos, when he talks about Ksuvim, he mentions Tehillim, Mishle, Ve'ir? There were all Ksuvim that were written Ayinei Shloima. He also wrote Koheles, he also wrote Shir HaShirim. Why is he only mentioning Mishle? As Nira, these are two Diyukim, two Makoiris, that Pshat in Tosfos is, because Tosfos means Roiv Ksuvim was Nechtev Koidim L'Roiv Nevi'im. It's not telling where you started, it's telling on Roiv. As Roiv of Ksuvim was Nechtev Koidim L'Roiv Nevi'im. Umishum Zed Tosfos was Naked Shalosh Elu, Tehillim Mishle Ve'ir, because they have the most Psukim. As he's coming to show that Roiv of Ksuvim was written before Roiv of Nevi'im. As therefore, when we're dominating, we do kifi say the ksivasam. That's the mahalach of Tosfos. This place's question, why do we mention Ksuvim first? Nevi'im is more Kaddish, the Teretz is, because Nevi'im was written first. Rebbe Nevi'im was written before Ksuvim. The Ritva and the Me'iri, they say a Yishuv on the Shaila of Taisis, that the reason why we say Ksuvim Kaidim to Tehillim, Ksuvim Kaidim to Nevi'im, because the Ksukim that we're mentioning in Malchus, Ephraimius, and Shaifers from Ksuvim were written before the ones we mentioned that were written in Nevi'im. When we mention in the Tfilas, we use the Nevi'im, we use from Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, and the Nevi'im Achroinim. We don't use Psukim from Yeshua and Shaiftim and Shmuel. As a Mela in Tfilah, what we're mentioning, the Psukim that we're mentioning in the Tfilah that we're davening, on that the Ksuvim were written before the Nevi'im. And thus is a Shaina Shaina. But this is the Mahalach of the Rich with the Miri and the Seder, the Ksiva. The Ran is Mazbel, the Tam, that they were Maktim Ksuvim Le'Nevi'im with an interesting vote. He holds like Taisus that Nevi'im is more Kaddish than Ksuvim. However, the Ran says, therefore, we're Maktim Ksuvim Le'Nevi'im. Exactly the opposite. Taisus says it's more Kaddish, it should be first. But the Ran says, no. Because Ksuvim is less Kaddish, therefore it should be first. Why? Because he brings the Klal and Shas Mailim B'Kodesh Ve'Emar Ridim. In Kedusha, we always go up. We don't go down. That's us covered the Kedusha. And also a person should know, in Kedusha, you always have to go up. Mailim B'Kodesh Ve'Emar Ridim. As Eibazei, that we B'Davka mentioned Ksuvim first to do Nevi'im afterwards, to be Mailim B'Kodesh. Frank Duran, I we say Torah first, and that's Achi Kodesh. There's Torah Vada goes first, came in Aroi. But after Torah, then we do the less Kedusha, then the higher level of Kedusha. And that's what the Iran says will be an interesting Mahalach to be Masber the Minik. However, the Magen Avraham asks a very strong question on the Ran. He asks a steer in the Ran. The Ran over years Mavur that he knows like Taisis. That Nevi'im is Yoiser Miksuvim, more Kaddish. But the Ran in Megillah and Dav Chav Zayin says over there that Nevi'im and Ksuvim is Kedushas and Shava, Klafi putting one on the other. As you see, you have to be Mechalik between the Inyanim. That when you're talking about Klafi, which one goes on top, that we say Kedush and Shava. When you mention Ksukim and Tefillah, it's a different level of Kedusha. It's a hisba, but that has to be the kifur. As that's the first chelek of the Mishnah. The second chelek of the Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi fears ice in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yaisi Amar im Hishlim b'Toyra Yatsa. As Mashma, it's Rak v'Di'evet, but L'chadchila is Moivet to the Tanakama that you don't have to be Hishlam v'Tayra, you could be Mashlam v'Novi. L'fizeh, the Machlekes is Klafi v'Di'evet. However, the Gemara on Lamed Beis Amid Beis asks that in the Brisa, Rabbi Yaisi Omar, L'chadchila Mashlimim v'Tayra. This is Mavur that Rabbi Yaisi is coming to be Chaylik on the L'chadchila. As therefore, the Gemara is Magia, the Mishnah, and is a Farish Loshin Rabbi Yaisi, Mashlim b'Toyra v'im Hishlim b'Navi Yotza. As the fees that Rabbi Yaisi is moided to the Tanikama, b'di'evet you could be Mashlim b'Navi. And what's the Machloikis? The Machloikis is l'chadchila. What's Adiv to finish off with? Rabbi Yaisi holds his Adiv to be, the Tanikama holds his Adiv to finish with Navi, and Rabbi Yaisi holds his Adiv to finish up with Toyra. As the fear of Rabbi Yaisi, you start with Toyra and you finish with Toyra. And that's the Fidoran and the Miri that they're Madgish, that the whole Machlekes is Klapi the Pasik Achron, Klapi the Sharp Sukkim, everyone's Moida to the same Seder. Okay, so this is the Beer of Shitas Rabbi Yaisi in the Mishnah. Now let's move on to the Gemara. The Mishnah says another Klal, Eimas Kirin Zachronius of Piranius. As the Gemara says, a dogma is the pasuk in Malchus. Im loy biyad chazaka v'zroi netur v'chamesh fucha emlech aleichem. Mishael the Gemara, Rav Nachman says, v'maisa, the pasuk is being mevaser on the gula. As it's kedai, that it should be his kind of pasuk v'yigol. as Pashas the Gemara is asking, that it's a double Piranias. But you don't mention it. Oh. And the Gemara answers that Kuri Rizcha Barash Hashanah Loi Mit Karina. As what's the reason why you don't mention Divrei Piranias? As Pashas, the Sisei Chachamim is Mazver, Alpi the Gemara and Hari is Daf Yud Beis, that the famous Gemara over there brings down that is the makor of our minig that we eat Rubia and other Simanim on Rosh Hashanah, Reish Dag, and all the different Simanim on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because Simana Milsa. But just like there's a Simana Tava, as there's also a bad simen. As mentioning these psukim are a bad simen. That's what it, the way he learns. Maisa in the Gvura Sari is before a chiddush and pshat. The Gvura Sari in Tainis on Daf Tes Vav Amir Aleph is medayik the Gemara. That the Gemara says the whole problem of being maskir and piranius is because the Rosh Hashanah loy matkarin on Rizka. Ashma, only on Rosh Hashanah we don't mention this. Frekter, the Pirush of Mishnayis over there in Tainis says that even on a tainis, you're not maskirim psukim of Piranias. The Gvura Sari on the Rambam, read the Gemara is mavur, it's only a din in Rosh Hashanah. How could the Rambam say it's a din in a tainis also? As miyashiv the Turi Evan with the Yisoy, there's two in Yonim. Number one, the klal of the Mishnah, loy maskirim Piranias. And that's gambit tainis. And b'chol yoyim, when you daven to Hashem, you mention the good. You want Hashem to be zeicher as l'toyv. You don't mention bad things. It's a whole different havana, and that shayich the whole year round, not only on Rosh Hashanah. So that's a different havana than the sifsei chachamim that was mazber al pi the Gemara and Arius. You don't even say din in tefillah you masker the zechrinus toivos to be ma'ir l'toivos. We had in the Gemara and Dafke Zayin that the tefillah of Zechrinus is Tishayala Zechrinain on the Taiva, therefore, Masa Dvarim Taiva. Masha Enkin in this passage, the Gemara is answering, saying a new cloud, Rischa Loimit Karina. You don't mention the Kas of Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, that's only a din in Rosh Hashanah. This is the Mahalach of the Gvura Sari to be Miyashiv the Rambam. And then the Gemara says, other klalim in Zechrinus, a maskir in Zechrinus shal yachid. And the Pashtus, the Hezber is like the Gemara on Daf Tezayin. When maskir Zechrinus shiyala Zechrinainu the Toiva, as that's only by a tziva, not by a yachid. Number one, because our tefillah is b'shvil kolat tziva, not for just for the yachid. V'oi shchus ha-yochid is mahani la the mechon. You want to be masked as somebody that's mahani for everyone. So masked is the current of the rabbi. Next, the next sugi is the Gemara handles if piktoinis is kizichroinis. If yesi sava piktoinis kizichroinis, if you the choylik and says you only mention zichroinis. As Masha is mazber, the if yesi sava, as the shayla is what's shot in Rav Yaisi, as you could learn that he holds that Pikadon is not a Lashon Zikaron. The Masha is that it is an Indian of Zikaron. As why shouldn't it be good enough? As he wants to be Masbil, that Pikadon is Masha something which is Niftig Nizman. Now, Ni is not right away, it takes time. As being that it takes time, when we're davening to Hashem, we want Hashem to be Zechros Miyad L'Toiva, not that it should take time. Therefore we say Zechroinus and not Victoinus. The Gemara says that according to him, we're masking the Shposik of Hashem, Vakar is Sarah. Because I afraid the Gemara Chil Yochid Zot the Gemara, it's the Lady of Klal Yisrael, as it's a Pekodin of a Tzibar. Aspect of the Shaila that Chayra, why are we mentioning Bitafka this? There's many psukim of Zechrinus. This is Mashma, there's an Indian Bitafka to be mentioned Bikdainas. Why? As the number one, it's a Gavaldika Lima. Sarah had a Sarah for many, many years. As many people, after they dive in for so many Rosh Hashanahs, they give up. Sarah didn't give up. She kept on davening. That's one limud. Number two, al pi teva, she was leiroi lohoilet. The Gemara in Yevamos says she was an islandess. And it was mishtana, the teva. As the Gemara is teaching us how powerful the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. Never give up. Va'oid, you could even be mishtana, the teva. Keep on davening. We see many, many times, nisim. We see shinui teva. We see dvarim hadashim. Rosh Hashanah is a very special time. Because that's why we mention Bidavka Vashem Pokal Esara. Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says, brings Gimel Palmin, the Nechuku, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yehuda, in what you mention in Zechroinais. Number one, it's three, there's three makleks in the Lashon Shua Mahani. One is when you say it was Zechroinais, one when you say it with Malchus, and one Levad. As Rashi's Mefarish in the first Machlokes, that Yehuda Sofer, true Allah Lashon Shofer. As Mashal is Medayi from Rashi, that that's the Hezbollah. All three Machlokes, because Rashi only explains the first and not the second and third, must be it's the same Hezbollah. He doesn't have to explain it again. Frag the Mashal, according to Rashi, all three Machlokes are one Yesoi. So why do they have to argue three times? Just one Machlokes. If you say Chua, is it called saying Shofer or not? Nira Rashi holds that in each pasuk you have to handle in the mashmois of the pasuk. Is it mashma shayfer? As a male, it's three different chedushim because each pasuk is talking about something else. Then there's another machlekes. If when you say Hashem Echad, are you yotze the inyan of malchias? It's also machlekes of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. As we just want to make a sikkum, we had a bunch of machlekes in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda on the Amid, what works for the psukim. And it always comes out, Rabbi Yossi's lahakil and Rabbi Yehuda's lahachmer. Number one, if piktoinus is kizachroinus. Number two, how many, if it mentions the word malchias kama times in a pasuk, how many times you mind it? Number three, in Lashon Shua, Mahani L'Shoifres. Number four, in Tzarech L'Haskir Lashon Malchias, or it's enough to be Maskir, the Indian of Malchias. As we have four Machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara. As the Gemara is not totally the Machlokes in Zela Zela Hedya, it's not Mukrach, but from the fact that you see that they argue on things that are very similar, that would be a makom litlois, that Rabbi Yehuda holds you always have to say more meduyik, and you could be teila chalokim of the machlokes, and some of them yeshlo, if there's a tliya or not. What's the hezber? Why does Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda hold you have to be maskim mal? Why is he chalik? Because the Rasha is Mazmer, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to say the word Malchus Lehedya. So before you have to say the word Shofer Lehedya. And Rabbi Yossi holds, it's enough to be Masya, the Indian of Malchias. Frek the Maksha on Rabbi Yehuda, that the Pasuk that's Malamed, you have to be Masya of Malchias, is the Pasuk of Ani Hashem Elokecha. It doesn't even say the word Malchias, it just says the Indian of Melech. Because why does he hold that if you say the Indian of Malchus, you have to say the word Malchus? I mean, the Pasuk that was Malamed, Gufa, doesn't mention the word Melech. It says, Ani Hashem Elokechem. As L'chayr, the Kivun is that the Joshua anyways, and Asmach the Baal, all this is a Din Da'abonon. Like the Rashba brings in Gemara, Lamed Dalet, Amed Beis. As if Yehuda holds that once Chazal made it Takara Lahaskir, you have to say a Lashon Hamut, Mavur B'Yaisa. What's the Indian of Malchias that Husker in these psukim? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad after Ritzel Dash Hashem Elokim Einoy Mufadoi. As the Meiri, the Marsha, the Maral learn that the Indian of Malchus is the Einoy Mufadoi Hashem Echad. Chaim Meduyik in Tosis and Brachas Daf Mem Amid Beis. And the Meiri is Marvel because Hashem is Yochid in His Memshala. He runs the world. You could add to the Miri, not only is he Yichud in his Memshala, but Everything in the Bria is only here because of Hashem. All the tzius and everything that happens to us is Kalyan Hashem. This is the oimik of Achdus Hashem. And this is the Malta She'en Kamayu. Inu Yivadol Efesu Basai. Huakko. That's the Inyani of Malchius on Rosh Hashanah, to be Choyzev and Mashrish, these Inyanim deep inside us. Okay, so that's the end of the Sugya of the Yiris Malchius, of Dryness and Shaifis. Now we learn the second Mishnah on the Yomid, and it goes back to the Dinim of the Seder of Shaifis. The Lashon of the Mishnah is Asheni Matkia. Rather, the Fida Ritva will have an Amshach. It's saying the Dinam of Malki is a Chreis with Shaifer, says it's an Amshach. But the Helen Divrei the Ritva, the Rephaim Pashas in the Mishnah is, it's going on the Dinam of the Tkias, and it's Chosid to the Dinam of Tkias. As what does it say? Asheni Matkia. Who's Mr. Sheni? As Rashi says, the Shliach Siva Mispal Musaf. As the Ran is Masber, because in those days the minig was like we do too, that there's one Baal Shachris and there's a different Baal Musaf. As that's why he's called Sheni, because he's a different person. The Loshen is Matkia, the Ritva, the Rishonim ring from Rav Haigoyim, that yes, why does the Mishnah say Matkia and not Toikea? We're talking about the Tkias HaShofer, it should have said Vasheni Toikea, not Matkia. As he's miyashiv, that the Tana is miyashiv shina l'shoina to teach us halacha, that it's not roi for the chazen to be the baal tekeya. Because that'll be goyrim, that it'll be hard for him to go back to his tefillah, because he has to concentrate on the tekeyas, and then he has to concentrate on his tefillah. He brings a mocker from the Mishnah in Brachas that says that a kohen shouldn't be a shliach sibur. Because he has to do Nisiyas Kapayim, he has to do Chin, and then go back to David, and he could be, because he's concentrating on something else, he could lose his concentration on Tefillah and make a mistake. The same way a Shliach Sibra shouldn't be a Koyin, because he has to do something else in the middle of Huadin, he shouldn't be a Tekeya. Zokr of Haigoy, Lefi Zeh, if you have someone who's a Baki or Mumcha, as then, just like over there, you could duchen, so I didn't over here, you could be a tekeya. Aval chatchilets einoi roi. This is the dikduk of Rav Haigoyim from the Mishnah. The Ritva is choylik on the diak, and he's mazbe the lashon of matkia ba'if enacha. He says matkia means saying the psukim that are goyim the tekeya, as the tekeya so should be b'shas amiris malchias achreinis v'shayfris. As lefizah is mavur, why the shliach sib is doing it? He says the psukim of the Chazara Sashas. As Lefi said, Lashon Matkia means Mishagoyer Matkia. The Ritva is Medayik B'Mishnah Lefi is Pshat, that the Shliach Shliber of Musif is the only one who says Malchia Zechronis V'Shoifris of the Baal Shachris Din. That's why it's the Sheni is the Matkia. And the Ritva says that's a diach, not like the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor holds the same Malchus Zechronis V'Shoifris and all the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah. He says, the Mishnah says, Hasheni Matkia, that only the Baal Musaf does. The Baal Amor, Kinira, will argue on the Ritva. He'll learn that Matkia means the Taikea, like Rav Haigoy, not the one who's saying the Brachas. Of the Ritva that learns it's saying the Brachas, he has a Shema diach from the Mishnah, not like the Baal Amor. Now we want to focus on, this is the end of the Ritva. Now let's focus in on the Baal Amor and the Ritva. Comes out, we have a big machlokes, the Baal Amor, and Rav Rishonim go like the Ritva. And this is our minig, that you only say Malchus Achronis V'Shoifris in Musif and not in other Tfilas. And the Baal Amor is Machadish, that you say it in all Tfilas. The question is, what's the pshat in the Machloikis? As Kodem Kol, the Baal Amor brings a makar from the Gemara in Brachis, that the Gemara says that there's Zayin Brachis B'Shabbos and Tes B'Rosh Hashanah. As just like when it says Zayin Brachis B'Shabbos, it means that there are Zion Brachas and every Tefillah you daven on Shabbos. Azuadin, when it says Tes Rosh Hashanah, it's mashma that it's on all Tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. That's the Diyuk of the Baal Amar. The Hezber in the Baal Amar is he holds that Amiris Malchias Zichronis V'Shoifres is the Chefs of Shmona Esrei, because there's a din in Shmona Esrei you mention in Yana de Yoyme. As what's the Yana de Yoyme of Rosh Hashanah? Amiris Malchias Zichronis V'Shoifres. As the same way the Kedushas Hayoyim of Shar Yom Tovim of Shabbos you mention in every Shmona Esrei. Wadim Malki is a Chronius Mishaitis, you mentioned in every Sona essay. That's the Sheet of the Baal Amar. The Ridris Matchal Diyuk from the Gemara in Brachis, that the Gemara in Tainis, on the Gemara over there in Brachis, is that there are Chav Dalet Brachis in Tainis, and that's Mephurish in Tainis. You don't do it in every Tefillah. Because it's Mukhoch that not everything that's mentioned there you do in every Tefillah. In the Hezber, the Ritva is Choylik Mispara al the Baal Amar. The Ritva holds that the Malchus Achronis V'Shoifer is not else Kedushas Ayoyim, it's else the Mitzvah Tkiah. Like we saw in Rashi in Tilim, Capital Pei Tes, Ashrei Om Yoidei Tshua, She Yoidim Loim, the Malchus Achronis V'Shoifer is when they say the Shoifer. As you see, the Malchus Achronis V'Shoifer is a din in the Tkiah Shoifer. It's not a din in the Shmona Esrei, it's a din in the Tkiah Shoifer. As a Mela, you only do it in Musaf where you have the Tekiyas. As Ligda, Sayyid Ziga Machloikis, the Baal Amar learns the Chefsa of Kedushas Ayyoyim, of Shmon Esrei is Malchias of Chaynis Vishayfer. So you do it in every Shmon Esrei. And the Ritva, the other Rishayim, learn that it's din in Tekiyah. As a Mela, you only do it by Musaf. The Rajra brings a Mokar to the Baal Amar from the Gemara, because the Gemara is on the Mishnah, why we takeh and Musaf, you should be takeh and Shachris. Frank the Rajba, you takeh when you say Malchus Achronis V'Shoifres. You only say it in Musaf, not in Shachris. L'chayra Araya to the Baal Amar, that you say Malchus Achronis V'Shoifres in Shachris. Zok the Rajba, L'maisa the Minig Olam is not that way. If you have to be Miyasha, be Minig Olam. As the Rajma answers that by Istachos, the Gemara means this, why were they in Masakin to say Malchus Achronis V'Shoifres and Musaf, and to be Tekeh and Musaf, we should do it the other way. You should switch the Tekeahs to Shachris, and you should switch the Malchus Achronis V'Shoifres to Shachris too. Pralefi Rashi is Tluyim Zeh V'Zeh, wherever the Tekeahs are, that's where you do the Malchus Achronis V'Shoifres. This is the machlokes, the Baal Amar, Lumas, the other Rishayim, Lamaisa, the Olam was Nagu, Kamoi Shah Rishayim, that we only do Malchus Achronis V'Shoifres and Musaf, but they didn't kiss. The Gemara then is Lama Taikim the Musaf, Lahaimim Hal the Shachris, the beer the Shaila of the Gemara. The Hamamim of the Gemara is Lama, the reason why you're taking the Musaf is Mishum Raivam Hadris Melech. There's more covered Shemayim. In Oysa Ma Mitzvah, the Sibur Yoysa Gogo. As the Melu were Ma'acha, the Kiyam Mitzvah, to get this Milo. And dear Loysa, it's not a Milo study. But in the Mishnah, Soif Mesech Gavi says that a Kol was Nivra Lekovet Hashem. As the Rebbein Yoin in Shan Shuma Shah Gimel says, that's the Tachlis of Kol Olam, Kol HaMitzvahs, Lekadosh Shem Shamaya. As if there's more Kovet HaMelech, it's a higher level mitzvah. You makayim the tachlis of the mitzvah on a higher level. Because that's the milah of Reivam Hadras Melech. The Gemara says the time that you say Hala and Shachris is Mishum Zvizam Magdim on the mitzvahs. Like the Gemara Mesach and Naphtali, Yumadav Kofres learns out from Avram that you have to do the mitzvahs Bizman HaMukdim B'Yoyser. What's the reason for it? As the Miri and the Mahari's Daf Yudal Mubeis, the Zeru over here, and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah explain that you shouldn't look like you're misrashal for mitzvahs, that you're just doing it, you're moide, you're paying for Malcha Shamayim. The other reason, the Shadows and Chulis Meishua Simon Tezvob, and Vasilis Sharv and Sharas Jesus explain, because if you're going to be doifit, as then you maybe you'll come to be Pashay and not do it. Let's do it as quick as possible. Mesilas Hasharmi at the Yitzhar is kol kach doyeg that we shouldn't do mitzvahs, as he's constantly trying to bring us the ikruvim for mitzvahs. Says, don't be doyeged at all, because you'll give more chances to the Yitzhar to be doyeged. So on the big Yisrael, people think Yitzhar is for Averis. Mesilas Hasharmi says he also is my neyas from doing mitzvahs. That's why whenever you want to do a mitzvah, there's so much in the way. Okay, it doesn't the second klal of Zrizim, Makdim, and Lemitzis, and we saw what the tam is. There's a third tam, that it's Mar the Chvivis, the Simcha, and the Mitzvah. The Vinishvi is the klal of Zrizim, Makdim. As Hals Vishachris, Mishum Zrizim, Makdim, has that Maila. Musif, the Maila of Tkiyis, the Musif, and the Hamami, and the Shem Raiva, Majis Melech, as Frank the Gemara, Astira. Why sometimes we do mitzvahs b'shachris, and why sometimes we do mitzvahs b'musaf. As the Gemara answers, that the reason why, because the Gemara is miyashiv, the reason why we're taking b'musaf is mishum the gzeira hamalchus. The kavani is the goyim made gzeira that you can't be taking a shayfa b'shachris. Mishum zed, therefore they made that we should be Taikeya bin Musif. As Nechel Gurashi Vitaisis, what's the reason why the Malchus was Makbid and made Xera that you shouldn't blow Shofar? Rashi learns it was Xera, Shalo Yasu Mitzvahs, like other Xera Shema that we have in different Sugyas. Vitaisis brings you Shalmi, it says that the Goyim were Choshish when they were Taku. That they were making them, the Yidden used to make tkiyas when they wanted to go to Melchama, as the Goyim were scared that the Yidden were being taken to go fight against the Goyim, so they used to come and fight against them. As Lefi Zeh, it's much better, explains Taisis, why they only were makbid by Shachris, because they were only makbid by Shachris, because then they weren't sure if it was a Tkiyas Melchama. When they blew by Musaf, they already saw a whole one dominating with the Kriyas HaTayra, with the Chazaras HaShas. So they said, okay, must be their middle of dominating. But if they would have blown by Shachris, then they wouldn't be sure if it was Melchama. They would have gone to Melchama to fight them. Bemis is a Shailon Rashi. Why were they only makbid by Shachris? As Rashi is a little bit mashma, that they only came for Shachris, Shalas, why? As if you could say, because that's the time they used to do it. The Ritva says, because when it came to Musaf time, it was very hot, so they didn't want to wait. Thus is the two pshatim, and what's the Xeris HaMalchus? Thaisis says that Bismana said that there's no Xeris HaMalchus, as why don't we be chayzer be tekeya b'shachris from zvizim magdimin? As Taisis is miyasha that we chaysinan se yasa hadava lekukulai. Like we find in other mekaymas in Shas, in Ervin daf peyalef, in Beya daf dalem rebeis, klapi yom tushemi, gittin daf ey, klapi fanay nechtav, that chazal wo chayshish things would be chayzer dava lekukulai, as a mela, therefore they kept the takonis. This is the pshat in the Gemara of Gzeiras Malchus. In the Maisa, it comes out of the Gemara. The Rebbe Yosef in Siman Aleph, Sifkat and Zion, the Chayyadim in Klal Samaches, Mamachir from this Gemara, a big Yisoy. The Gemara said the Maila of Shachris was reason. The Maila of Musaf is Reivam Hadris Melech. As the Shah is, when you have one against the other one, which one is more of a Maila? Which one is Daicha the other one? As the Birkei Yosef and the Chayyadim both say, it's Mucha from this Gemara that the Maila's reason is stronger, because the Gemara's before Be'etzem, should have been Tekeh v'Shachris. The whole reason why not is Mishum Gzeiras Malchus. But on Gzeiras Malchus, they would have done it b'Shachris. As you see, Zrizis is Koydim. As the Birkei Yosef buys him here at Malchot, that if someone wants to make a Bris Mila, and if he waits more time, there'll be a bigger am, as you see in the Gemara, that it's more chashiv to do zrizus than to wait longer to have more people by Bris Mila. As thus is the Gemara. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara is Madaik Loshana Mishnah, Vishasa Halal, Shavarosh Hashana, Loi Amrim Halal. And Frek the Gemara, you should say Halal. What's the Pshat? As the Masha is Mazbil, it's like it's before an Erechin Daf Yod, that Yontif is Machayev Ambiris Halal, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is a Yontif. The Gemara is maybe that the Malachim Kvar Sholu it said, Lama Yisrael Le'amrim Shmira. And the Gemara answers, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Yeshev Al Kisei Din V'Sef Yechaim Omeisim Psuchim Lefana V'Amrim Shira. As why, as over here, there's an interesting diak. It calls the Lashon of Halal Shira. As Mikan is a Maka to the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, that learns that the din, the Brisker Rav in Hilchas Chanukah is very famous, he brings the Ramban down, that the din of Amiris Shira on Yontif is Amiris Hal on Yontif is Daraisa, Mishum Simcha, because it's a Shira. As over here you see that the Hal of Yontif is called Shira, like the Ramban learns. But why is the Gemara saying it over here? You could say very nicely, because what's the reason why you don't say because it's as man of aim of a year of, is because halal is midin shira, that's the reason why you don't say it. Shira, you have to say v'simcha, it's not roi v'simcha. Rather, l'fiza is good, why the place can say, if it comes when you're saying halal on Rosh Hashanah, when you're saying tilim, you come to the psukim of halal, you're allowed to, because you're not saying it b'tayrus halal. L'fiza, you're not saying it b'tayrus shira. The Gemara says that a melech is Yosef al kisei din v'sifrei chayim u'meisim psuchim lefana v'aymim shira. Frek the Masha on Erechin on Daf Yud, that in Rosh Hashanah there are three svarim, tzaddikim, beinanim, and rishayim, which are meisim chayim and beinanim. As why doesn't it mention the svarim of beinanim? As his answer is that because l'besayif at the end of the day is only chayim. That's the final quarantine. You could answer another with another question and answer that there's a shayla. Yonim ala kol. Why is it only saying chayim u'maves? Because that's the ikar pachad. As you could say, who attended answers the Marsha's question? Ikar pachad is the chayim u'maves. The pain in him is not what's mafkid people. As thus is the Gemara. The Gemara says you don't say halal because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshev al kisei din v'sifrei chayim u'meisim psuchim lefanav. As the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah Perek Gimel brings down kol dinei halal, and Allah Vav is mazva the Gemara. Al derech says the Rambam in Pirush Mishnah is much more murkov. The Rambam says because the yomim of yomim noirayim are yimei avoide. The Rambam says in Yad that it's Yomim of Tshuva and Yomim of Yira. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnah says Tshuva and Yira also, and he adds it's also Avoida, Vachno. As the Lashon of the Rambam is, it's not Zmani Simcha, it's Zmanim of Pachad and Yira. As a Mela, you don't say Halal. As Mavur and the Rambam, a Gilu Yim Pshat in the Gemara, because to say Halal, it has to be a Zman of Simcha. If it's not a Zman of Simcha, you don't say Halal. Either because there's no Machayev, the Machayev of Halal Simcha, or it's Einu Roy, because it's a Bitui of Simcha, and it's Einu Roy, the Simcha. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah, as thus is a Gilu Yim, the Machayev of the Amir of Halal, what together is. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis is Moisef HaKnech. As this Rambam, you see what the day of Yom Kippur, how it's supposed to look. Bachna, Beyira, Bepachan. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis says that it's a day we Yorei Milfanov, we're scared of Hashem, Umivrach, we run away that from Hashem, and where do we run to? Umanas Elov. We run to Hashem. As the Brisker Rav pointed out this Pirush HaMishnayis, and he was fascinated, that you see the Valdiga Nekuda in the Rambam, that we're so scared of Hashem. Because what do? We realize Ahol Hatzol is to run to Hashem. He's the one that's going to save us. As by other enemies, when we have an enemy, when we get scared of him, we run far away from him. We run to the opposite direction because he's our enemy. He's out to hurt us. But by Hashem, the pachad and yira is not ma'ir us to run away from Hashem. It's ma'ir us to get closer to Hashem because he's the one that could save us. As the yira gufa is ma'ir us that we should be miskarev l'Hashem. How powerful is the Rambam? As the Rambam caved the day for us, he showed us how we're supposed to come to Rosh Hashanah, what our feelings should be, what our avodas hayoyim is, tshuva, bachna, with yira from Hashem. But therefore, what do? We're scared, we run to it, we want to get closer to Hashem and do tshuva and improve our ways and get closer. The Yom Tshuva is a shaila on the Gemara that L'choira, the Torah brings down a famous Maima Chazal that asks that why are we dressing so fancy on Rosh Hashanah? If someone has a Yom Adin, he puts on clothing that are black and he's mamish, not in a good mood. As why in Rosh Hashanah we sameach? As he says, we're b'tuchim she'yaseh lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu nes. As frek the Yom Tshuva, it's a stira to our Gemara. The Gemara is saying over here, it's a Yom of Eima, Yira, Pachad. And over there is Mavura, that it's a Yom of Simcha. The Yidden have a Simcha. As the Yom Tshuva says, an interesting teretz, he says that even though every Yachid feels and is Goyteach Bashem will be Zaycha Bedin, but we know there are people that die every year. Not everyone's going to make it through. As therefore, we're worried about those people. I mean, it's a chiddush in pshat. Another way of learning, which is meduyik in the Mishnah Berurah, is that you have to be able to be balanced the two feelings on Rosh Hashanah. This is the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. On one hand, we have year of a pachad. It's a yom adin, but that doesn't make us depressed. It doesn't make us sad. Because we know there's hope. We know Hashem is Malei Rachamim. Because even though it's Yomim of Eima V'Yira V'Achna, but we still have Simcha because we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good and we still have hope. As we have both feelings inside of us on Rosh Hashanah, and it's not a stira. B'choyer is the Kifun in the Yomara. V'Nishvi, we see, it's called Yomim Nairayim. But Gam, it's a limud on Yom Nairayim, and also there's a simcha of bitachon in Hashem. Zayis ma'at, there's Hashem, we're coming closer to Rosh Hashanah. So let's take the words of the Rambam to our heart. It's Yomim of Chaim Amesim, it's serious days, but remember, Mivrach Umanes Lefanav is a way to be Zaycha. To do tshuva and try to be miskar l'Hashem. And that's what gives us hope and simcha. At the end of the David Hashem Ayri, we say, Kaveh al Hashem, Chazak v'yametz libecha v'kaveh al Hashem. We say this because even though it's Yomim Nairayim, and it's Yomim where we get a little bit more of a feeling that we have to, we're tali b'Hashem, but always, always remember, there's still hope. And that should be ma'ur you to want to become close. Asher isha shelo yeshkochecho ben adam asher yisametz bach. To hold on tight, to run to Hashem. Be'ez is Hashem, everyone should be zaycha to a gevalig adin and eksiva v'chsima taiva.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.